Peterson's Worldwide Show. Time to get a little bit less jazzy now and a bit more poppy on your Saturday morning, because it is exactly 6 o'clock.
FM4.
Morning show's on the way, but it's news time now. And in the headlines this morning, US stock markets end worst week since COVID crash and 18 civilians killed in Russian attack on Ukraine. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 news. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Stock markets in the United States have ended their worst week since 2020 as Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs continue to cause turmoil on global markets. Earlier, there were sharp falls across Europe and Asia. The BBC's Michelle Fleury has more from New York.
Trillions of dollars have flowed out of global stocks over the past 2 days. All three major American stock indexes closed down more than 5%, with Asian and European indices also down sharply. In London, the FTSE 100 suffered its biggest daily drop since during the COVID pandemic, closing down 4.9%. Big names such as Rolls-Royce, Barclays and NatWest all lost around 10%. President Trump has played down the sell-off as an adjustment, arguing that the US economy will emerge stronger in the long run.
Ukraine says a Russian attack on the central Ukrainian city of Kyiv-Rih has killed at least 18 civilians and injured dozens more. At least six of the victims were children. Local officials say a residential area was hit by a ballistic missile. Pictures posted online show bodies of the dead and wounded lying near a playground and apartment blocks. Russia's defense ministry, in a post on Telegram, claimed a high-precision strike had targeted a meeting of unit commanders and Western instructors in a restaurant without providing any evidence. A SpaceX Dragon capsule carrying four space tourists splashed down off the coast of California on Friday. It was the first crewed mission to fly in a circular orbit around the Earth from pole to pole, passing over the icy masses every 40 or so minutes in a particular orbit that no humans had flown before. During the mission, the crew walked out of their spacecraft and conducted 22 research experiments, largely focused on how the human body changes in microgravity. And President Donald Trump has said he's signing an executive order to keep the social video app TikTok running in the United States for another 75 days in order to comply with a law that requires the app to either sell its U.S. operation or face a ban in the country. The move will give Trump's administration more time to broker a deal to bring the social media platform under American ownership. Now a look at the weather. Lots of sunshine throughout the morning. Thick cloud throughout the afternoon in the northeast of the country with strong northerly winds. And temperatures will range from 14 to 24 degrees.
Thank you, Liz.
How's your morning?
This is the morning show.
At Radio FM Fear.
Good morning, sunshine. It's 6.03. Waking up with Julie McCarthy here on the FM4 Morning Show. It's getting bright outside, by the way. We're ready to start our Saturday. The birds are singing already. I heard them. The kettle's whistling in there. And of course, we have the vibes to go with it. Still in your pajamas? Out on an early jog, recovering from Friday night. Yes, I saw you on the way into work this morning. Well, here we go. Yeah, and if you're awake already, it probably means that you can't sleep. Kicking it off with Kay Flay. A very good morning to you.
Maybe I've been slipping back, heading south, car sick on a Tuesday. Missing cash, blacking out, heartless in a few ways. Out of luck, elbow shredded, I held things steady like too late. Please calm the hell down, I'll do whatever you say. I get it, I'm living too hard and it's time that I stop it. But rising on up and then tumbling down, well, that's part of the process. Bar tabs on a hot night in a cold basement. You say I'm crazy, but I feel amazing. My mother told me that the world has got its plans. I wanna hold them till they burn right through my hands. Don't ask me questions, cause I'm tired of confessing. I can't sleep, I hope I stay awake. Cause I've been running all day. Long nights, no peace. I feel like everybody's eyes are. screaming loud, stupid things, scaring all of my old friends. Fell down on Bedford, hope that it's not broken. Safe to say, I might have had too much of some of these potions. I love you so much, I'm staying here all night. Don't wanna get up, I don't wanna stop, I don't wanna close my eyes. I'd rather not give a damn and end up with some scars. The night's just long enough for me to build it all and let it fall apart. My mother told me that the world has got its plans. I wanna hold them till they burn right through my hands. Don't ask me questions, cause I'm tired of confessing. And I know that it's not much to say, but I swear that I'd like to change. I can't sleep, I hope I stay awake.
My energy.
To walk.
Burna Boy and update on this Saturday morning. It's 10 minutes past six. It's bright outside already, and I think it's about time to get those juices flowing and the ball rolling if you're up. So let's have a little dance then, shall we? The Queen herself, Charlie XCX, invites you to do the Apple Dance now.
Morning Show an.
It was so easy that night. Should have been strong, yeah, I lied. Nobody gets me like you. Couldn't keep hold of you then. How could I know what you meant? There was nothing to compare. I'm killing it takes. I'm
Manic Youth, about you. Do you know how you feel about the state of the world? It's a bit dinks, isn't it? Yeah. A lot has happened again in world politics. Most headlines being dominated, of course, by US politics. Same this morning. Trump's tariffs have sent the stock market to a new low. Elon Musk tried to manipulate the election of a Supreme Court judge in Wisconsin with a lot of money. In the end, the liberal candidate Susan Crawford won and not the candidate backed by Trump and Musk. So there sure is a lot to uncover in this whole story, but we'd rather ask our cover-up specialist about her view on the story.
Aufdecken war gestern. Jetzt kommt die Zudeckerin.
FM4. So easy kann Tagespolitik.
Liebe Ohren, wir befinden uns im Jahre 2025 nach Christus. Ganz USA wird von einem alten orangen Mann regiert. Ganz USA? Nein. Ein von unbeugsamen Bierfans bevölkerter Staat leistet Widerstand. Und das ist genau die Decke, die ich heute exklusiv für euch über die aktuelle What-Politik des Weißen Hauses breiten werde. Also, kennt ihr Wisconsin? Dieser unscheinbare Staat im mittleren Westen, umgarnt von zwei großen Seen? Das laktoseintolerante Milchwirtschaftsland, in dem alles frittiert wird, ja, sogar Butter? Als riesige, fettige Decke lege ich jetzt genau dieses Wisconsin über die amerikanischen Menschenrechte-LOL-Aktionen der letzten 3 Monate. Stellt euch vor, in Wisconsin hat es nämlich Wahlen gegeben zum wichtigsten Posten des obersten Gerichtshofs. Sogar Trump himself hat gemeint, das wären Schicksalswahlen. Ein Stimmungsbarometer. Deshalb hat sich sein BFF Musk ja auch so lieb bemüht. Ja, der hat sich einen Käsehut gebastelt, ernsthaft. Mit dem ist er dann aufgetreten, hat 20 Millionen Dollar verteilt und wollte für eine Petition gegen, wie er gemeint hat, aktivistische Richter Unterschriften haben. Und weil er halt einfach so gern gibt, hat er den Leuten 100 Euro pro Unterschrift versprochen. Hat's funktioniert? Nein. Gewonnen hat nämlich die linksliberale Kandidatin von den Demokraten. Also, wenn das in einem Staat möglich ist, aus dem die Harley-Davidson kommt und in dem jedes Jahr mit großem Aufwand freiwillig das Oktoberfest nachgespielt wird, dann, liebe Ohren, gibt's eindeutig noch Hoffnung.
Ah, jetzt geht es mir besser.
FM4.
Die Zudeckerin.
Yeah. FM4 Morning Show.
Feminin, wie es ist. Es ist Samstag, es ist 6:26 and it's the 5th of April. Tomorrow is the 6th of April and it's Sunday and it's Marathon Day. Yeah, it is the Vienna City Marathon Day tomorrow. Now, whether you're running it yourself or cheering from the sidelines, going to be quite chilly out there, between 0 and 5 degrees in the morning. The marathon kicks off at 9 o'clock. But yeah, if you're running, of course, stay hydrated. Good luck and get some rest in there tonight. And here's a song for you if you are mentally preparing yourself for it now or physically also. This is Anthea and Enns with Run.
I was lost in paradise. You told me to be safe tonight. I watched the birds fly away, then I started to
run, 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 run.
Then I started to
run, 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 run.
Then I started to I dehydrated.
go down till you let him in the room. Since you already acquainted, you skip the foreplay. Grips you at the neck as you prepare to be screwed. You try to muster a flare to tell somebody you're sinking, but anxiety is an index finger pressed to your lips. A whiskey bottle, it whispers, since you're already bitter. A cocktail fit for a quitter. Come here and give me a kiss.
I see a sad little sinner. My pictures to make my waist look slimmer, make my ass look bigger, so that I'm someone you aspire to. Get me in your algorithm, please. I know I'll only be important if I'm someone you would like. Follow, share, and subscribe to. If you're thirsty like me, make some pity with some self-hate. Stir it up, then add 12 ounces of rosé. Make the glass half empty and drink it down.
Close words and an insecurity. Lies a story, little soul. She doesn't even know what to pray for.
Still just a heartbroken bitch.
But I trained at the back of the nightclub. I did for the bathroom floor.
I wish I could call my ex. He would know just what to say.
He don't say nothing at all now.
I didn't mind. The only thing I relied on him to do is stay declining my calls now.
She was loved, you were so known.
A little boy without a father tries to find him in the streets. The girl I used to walk to school with took her life. Now rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Fake democracy, killing overseas.
Hitting ourselves.
Suicide, government lies.
Discrimination.
Hating ourselves. Why hold? Why keep going? Why try? Why?
Genesis 1 verse 3. I'll dry my eyes. The only thing which darkness cannot coexist is the light.
She's like the singer in the mirror. The devil works hard.
All the drama on a Saturday morning with Ray. We've got some pumpkin soup on the way, though. If you're feeling a bit hungry, Kate Nash.
Da eins und hier.
Ganz ruhig, Herr Osterhase.
Zeit ist Geld.
Hoppen Sie zu Thalia. Minus 20% auf Spiele und Spielwaren. Sogar auf Aktionspreise, aber nur für kurze Zeit. Jetzt bei Thalia und auf Thalia.at.
Huch, ein Sparfuchs.
Thalia. Welt, bleib wach.
Auf geht's, Minecraft!
Jason Momoa und Jack Black.
Noch Fragen?
Ja, sogar ganz schön viele.
Alles, wovon du träumst, kannst du hier bauen.
In dem kreativsten Abenteuer des Jahres.
Was mache ich hier eigentlich?
Ein Minecraft-Film im Kino.
Sporn. Jede Woche richtig viel sparen bei Billa und Billa Plus. Mit minus 25% auf Mineralwasser mit und ohne Geschmack, dem Jö-Rabattsammler und den Rabattpickeln. Nur diesen Freitag und Samstag. Details auf Billa.at.
FM4 Morning Show.
Understanding you is making me not want to do the things that I know I should do. But I trip fast and then I lose, and I hate looking like a fool. I just want your kiss. Someone's home, but I'm not sure if they're alone. There's someone else inside my head, living there to fill me with dread. This paranoia
is distressing, and I spend most of my nights guessing. Are we not? Are we together? Will this make our lives much better? I'm not in love, I just wanna be touched. I just want your kiss.
All the Natasurf vibes from that one. Do you get it? Finn Wolfhard, he was, of course, in Stranger Things, is now a musician as well as being an actor. Choose the latter. Now, it might seem like it's a bit away, but it's not ever bad to plan your festival summer, especially if it involves free music. And having already performed as headliners on the FMFIA stage in 2019, Camo and Crooked have come up with something very special for this year. Now, 2025 marks the 200th anniversary of Johann Strauss's birth in Vienna, and that's also going to be honored with a special performance at the Donauinsel Fest on the 20th of June. Yeah, the Red Bull Symphonic Johann Strauss 2025 edition with Camus and Crooked is going to be performed there on the FFA stage. So I would put that one in your calendar right now. And it's free.
Morning wake-up call.
Morning
call,
show.
Call.
With your music.
At Radio FM Fear.
Like you.
such a pain just like you, and everybody knows the truth. Transparent soul,
Willow Smith with Travis Barker and Transparent Soul. Now, yeah, this weekend, winter is trying to have a little bit of a comeback between 0 and about 5 degrees tomorrow. But don't worry, of course, spring is inevitable and at some point it will finally turn warmer and even get hot. Summer is not that far away anymore and the big festivals are announcing more and more of their lineups. We were just talking about the Donauinselfest with Camo and Crooked on the FM4 stage. And one rather unexpected act is coming to the FM4 Frequency Festival this year in August. Namely, Hollywood superstar Will Smith. Now, you might not remember, but besides being a movie star, he actually used to make music for quite a while, actually. He even released a new album last week, the first after 20 years. So it's not completely random that he's performing live. It's called Based on a True Story, a very personal record about the ups and downs of his life. And DJ Fecht had a listen to it. And here he is with more.
You are now in tune to DJ Fecht.
FM4 Factbox.
Don't sleep.
Now I'm the prince and that's Jazzy Jeff.
Ende der 80er Jahre erobert Will Smith als Fresh Prince an der Seite von DJ Jazzy Jeff die Musikwelt. Der Charme des gut aussehenden Rappers wird in Hollywood sofort erkannt. Man schreibt ihm eine Sitcom auf den Leib, die in den 90er Jahren eine ganze Generation prägt.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Mit Engagements in Blockbuster-Filmen wie Bad Boys oder Man in Black wird er endgültig zum Superstar, der quasi nebenbei auch noch Hits aus dem Ärmel schütteln kann. Seither ist in Will Smiths Leben vor aller Augen viel passiert. Höhen, Tiefen, Ehekrisen, Skandale, wie zuletzt bei der Oscarverleihung vor 3 Jahren, als er dem Komiker Chris Rock eine Ohrfeige verpasst hat. Stoff für ein dickes Buch oder ein neues Album.
Who the fuck Will Smith think he is?
Mit Based on a True Story kehrt Will Smith jetzt zu seinen Wurzeln als Rapper zurück. Ambitioniert, aber leider überhaupt nicht überzeugend. Die Tipps, die er sich im Vorfeld bei Jay-Z und Kendrick Lamar geholt hat, haben nicht viel gebracht. Will Smith wirkt auf seiner neuen Platte eher wie jemand, der einen Rapper spielt. Die Beats klingen größtenteils belanglos und irgendwie beschleicht einen das Gefühl, einem Menschen dabei zuzuhören, wie er seine Midlife-Crisis verarbeitet. Da wäre aus künstlerischer Sicht gefühlt wesentlich mehr drin gewesen.
FM4 Factbox.
Alright, well, not the biggest or highest of praise for the new album. Will Smith is a great performer, though, and will surely take the audience through his big catalogue of hits and be a lot of fun at this year's FM4 Frequency Festival. But let's have a listen to a song, trotzdem, from the new album. This is Hard Times Smile, featuring Teyana Taylor.
Creator of sweet magic, just wave my wand and you can grab it. It's like abracadabra and you can have it. No dream for me is too elaborate, but this ain't all top hats and rabbits. Sometimes
Sometimes truth could be savage. Sometimes life could be tragic. But we just love through the madness. Through the pain, the mistakes, and the sadness. Through the rain and the breaks and the static. Living in the world that attacks us. We stay centered with our hearts on axis.
Preach.
When I open my eyes, wide awake, still dreaming. No dream needed, my dream girl beaming. No past or future, present in the moment. So bad, you got to be a good omen. Beautiful, you belong in the moment. They just found out, we always known it. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you priceless, despite that you antsy, huh? Yeah, we fight some, but we end up dancing, huh? I see you looking at me, you think I'm handsome, huh?
Yeah.
Stars.
Thus Is Why by Sia Gray. Well, today is the day. It's Saturday, the 5th of April, and this is going on.
Hallo, wir sind Kari Kari.
Wir haben da was ganz Tolles, Spannendes, Schönes für euch.
Das FM4 Überraschungskonzert mit Kari Kari.
Wir spielen ein Überraschungskonzert für euch.
Heute im Fritz Club in Klagenfurt.
Oh yeah!
Wie immer bei freiem Eintritt. First come, first serve.
Wir suchen immer nach dem Vibe und es ist ein bisschen Rock'n'Roll.
Einlass ab 19.30 Uhr.
FM4.
Keep it all together in the blink of an eye. Pick up all the pieces till you burst. Inside, keep it all together through the desert. I wonder, how did I wander to falling deeper, deeper into the night? I'll be a fast success with some fighting scars. Don't want your heart to mess with the ones you love. I'll be your everything. I'll be gold, 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 gold. Yeah. I'm numbing every feeling till you hurt no more. Falling deeper, deeper into the night. I'll be your false success with some fading scars. Don't want your heart to mess with the ones you love. I'll be your everything. I'll be gone.
FM4 Morning Show.
Jennifer's body's like a curse. It makes my skin burn. Jennifer's body's like a knife to my throat. Guess this one's gonna hurt. She's so evil. I know I'm just a thing to sacrifice. She's so lethal, corrosive, but I'm gonna stay the night. She's the kind of girl that eats your heart. She's complex. She's so evil. I know I'm just a thing to sacrifice. She's so lethal, corrosive, but I'm gonna stay the night. She's the kind of girl that eats your heart. She's the girl that's got me on the rebound. Something's possessing her. Oh, I need Jennifer.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Wellcard. Ein Gutschein über 600 Wellnessbetriebe. Wellcard. Verschenke Erholung pur.
FM4.
It's 7 o'clock on this Saturday morning news time. Trump's 10% baseline tariff on imports to US comes into effect. And 18 civilians are killed in a Russian attack on Ukraine. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News.
Donald Trump's 10% baseline tariff has officially taken effect on all imports to the United States. The measure applies to goods from virtually every country. The BBC's Sarah Smith has more.
The consumers in shops are going to be paying higher prices, but also the businesses that export to places like China, where they'll be facing these retaliatory tariffs. That could hit the agricultural sector particularly hard, for instance. Farmers, as a community, actually voted overwhelmingly in favor of Donald Trump, but they could be about to be hit really hard. The Trump administration didn't warn people here in America that they would have to pay any kind of price, whether in the short term or the long term, for these kind of tariffs. So there could be about to be a huge political as well as an economic shock here once people find that prices have gone up and maybe their businesses are struggling.
Ukraine says a Russian attack on the central Ukrainian city of Kyiv has killed at least 18 civilians and injured dozens more. At least six of the victims were children. Some 20 apartment buildings were damaged. Russia's defense ministry, in a post on Telegram, claimed a high-precision strike had targeted a meeting of unit commanders and Western instructors in a restaurant without providing any evidence. Meanwhile, the Trump administration appears to be running out of patience with the Russian President Putin after trying to get him to agree to a ceasefire. Speaking at a NATO summit in Brussels, the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that Russia's real intentions in the negotiations would become clear within weeks.
We will know from their answers very soon whether they are serious about proceeding with real peace or whether this is a delay tactic. It's a delay tactic. The president's not interested in that. If this is dragging things out, President Trump's not going to fall into the trap of endless negotiations about negotiations. We won't know soon enough whether or not Russia is serious about peace.
Syria has welcomed a United Nations resolution to investigate violations and improve the country's human rights record following the 13-year civil war waged by the former president Bashar al-Assad's regime. The resolution, which calls for Syria's new government to support inquiries into crimes committed during the conflict that started in 2011, passed without opposition at the Human Rights Council in Geneva on Friday. It indicates a shift in support by the 47 country members of the Council towards Syria's new government and its efforts to improve its rights record. Now a look at the weather. Lots of sunshine throughout the morning. Thick cloud throughout the afternoon in the northeast of the country with strong northerly winds. And temperatures will range from 14 to 24 degrees.
Thanks, Liz.
To bring new energy.
Your morning, your music.
You guys really got me with that one.
Morning show.
Yeah, we bring you all the energy, all the music, all the coffee and the good vibes. And, oh, by the way, I just read that Donald Trump has a MAGA guitar. American Eagle series by Trump Guitars. They cost up to $11,500 for an autographed version of the American Eagle electric guitar. And guess where they're made? Yep, China. Couldn't make it up. Morning.
just take it easy on me. When the war is over and I'm in love with the world, in love with the world.
Hab gefunden, was ich such, ey. Augen groß, Cartoon, du schaust mich an wie Sailor Moon.